With the election 6 weeks away, we're continuing our Roads to Election 2020 with a look at Iowa and Illinois. On August 10th, about 6 weeks ago, a rare windstorm known as a derecho pummeled a 750-mile stretch of the Midwest with upwards of 100-mile-per-hour winds. Eastern Iowa and the city of Cedar Rapids were hit particularly hard with up to 140-mile-per-hour wind gusts, similar to a Category 4 hurricane. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has more.
Oh, man.
They're often compared to a hurricane, but the winds of a derecho, while just as furious, behave a bit differently. Spanish for straight ahead, unlike a hurricane or a tornado, the winds of a derecho don't spin. Rather, they push in one single direction, and the storm marches along in a straight line. They form when the wet air of a thunderstorm meets drier air, creating strong winds of 58 miles per hour or more, called downbursts. And while not a regular summer occurrence, they can form quickly, making it difficult to predict and prepare for. With this, how much warning did you guys have?
It was about 10 to 15 minutes, and I heard the sirens go off. And to me, when the sirens go off, it's typically like high winds, but they're usually a gust. You know, they don't hang out for 45 minutes, and they're not 120 to 140 mile per hour winds.
Even if Raymond Seidel had more time, it's hard to see how the destruction of the August 10th derecho in eastern Iowa would have been avoided.
It was massive. It's catastrophic for our area.
In the days following the storm, with power lines and thousands of downed trees, eastern Iowa began to assess what had happened. In Cedar Rapids, more than 1,600 buildings were damaged. 1,000 housing units were deemed unlivable.
Also, they've offered so much support.
Seidel, a community organizer in Cedar Rapids, manages a resource page on Facebook with over 67,000 members for those affected by last month's derecho. He said that temporary housing is still needed for those displaced residents. As of 2 weeks ago, it was about 150 families, but the city said that number is, quote, fluid, as housing is repaired and rental units become available.
It's hard to find housing when so much destruction takes place. So I know that we do have some in hotel rooms currently, but we also have some that are living in homeless shelters.
And for those who aren't displaced, Seidel says residents are still struggling to clear tree debris.
That's going to go on for a very long time. They've passed through neighborhoods one to two times at this point, trying to remove debris from the curbside. But as soon as it's removed, residents are bringing what was in their backyard to their front yard to have that removed as well. People are tired. They're exhausted.
But the derecho didn't just leave its mark on the city of Cedar Rapids and its suburbs. Iowa's rural farming communities were also hit hard. Just west of Cedar Rapids, farmers like Lance Lillibridge are still assessing just how much of their crop was destroyed.
So our corn is really twisted up pretty bad. It's still harvestable, unlike a lot of people who were zeroed out. Their corn was totally wiped out.
Lillibridge is vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. He says hundreds of farmers were affected this year as the windstorm flattened their crops and burst open grain bins. And the cleanup is still going on.
So this one is by far probably the biggest weather event I've ever seen in my lifetime.
The USDA estimates at least 550,000 acres of Iowa corn won't be harvested this fall because of the derecho. And Lillibridge says crop insurance doesn't fully cover what was lost for farmers.
Financially, it's devastating. Even though we have federal crop insurance, that'll never, ever cover what some people have lost. Crop insurance will only cover, depending on how much of it you buy, maybe 70 to 90% of what you lost. If you have two or three of these events in a row, you know, maybe it's flooding or maybe it's a hailstorm or maybe it's a derecho. Long term, it can be real devastating on the insurance part of it.
So this isn't just necessarily a one-time economic hit.
Absolutely, yes. Some people will never make it up. They'll just be done. Unfortunately, that we've heard some of that. Guys are not going to rebuild and they're probably not going to farm again.
For Iowa, the recent derecho is just the latest environmental disaster. In 2008, the worst flooding in Cedar Rapids history caused $10 billion in damages to the area. In 2012, a drought hit the Midwest that impacted the entire Corn Belt. This year, it's a double whammy, the loss from the derecho and the coronavirus recession. Farmers had already seen the price of corn-based ethanol drop as demand for gas fell as Americans stayed home because of the coronavirus.
A lot of plants shut down or idled back some, you know, and cut production.
This comes up every day. It's like kicked while being down, right? There were so many people that still weren't working, or they weren't working the same number of hours and earning the same wage that they were before. So to then experience something catastrophic like this, those that had already depleted their savings or tapped into a retirement account, those that were uninsured, and those that just fall into an already struggling group, you know, they're just being hit that much harder trying to clean up or recover from this.
More than 5 weeks later, 27 counties in Iowa are still under a state of disaster declaration. So far, residents have received only $7 million from FEMA.